Chapter 37. It didn't occur to Foggy until he and Matt had been dating for nearly 4 months, and when it did, he wasn't sure what to do, whether to laugh, roll his eyes, or keep his revelation to himself. Matt could hear heartbeats. He'd told him that plenty of times. What Matt hadn't told him was that he could hear everything else, down to every sparking nerve and soft gasp he made when they were in bed together. Matt was the best he'd ever had. Now he knew why. His boyfriend had an unfair advantage, although it was highly unlikely Foggy was ever going to complain about it. If the blissful contentment he was currently feeling was any indication, he doubted he'd ever find it in him to tell Matt he couldn't use his super senses on him in this way. Yeah, he was never going to do that, he decided, snuggling in a little closer and resting his head on Matt's chest. I really do love you, you know that? Foggy mumbled as Matt gave a sleepy hum. I know, Fog, he murmured, gently carting his fingers through his hair. You're not gonna say it back? Foggy muttered, frowning slightly. Those three little words didn't come easily to Matt. He knew that. He just figured that they would come more easily to him when his walls were down like this. But apparently not. He struggled not to sigh, knowing that Matt would hear and read into it. It was fine. He didn't need to hear it. He knew how Matt felt about him. That was enough, right? Do you need me to say it? Matt murmured uncertainly, ceasing his stroking of Foggy's hair. No, he muttered self-consciously, not wanting to sound needy. Liar, Matt murmured, resting a hand on his chest right over his heart. That's cheating, Foggy protested, slapping his hand away and making Matt laugh. Foggy shifted in his arms, rolling onto his other side to look at him. Matt looked good at the moment. He always did, but there was just something about the cocky grin he wore. He was completely without fear, he realized. Matt no longer worried that he'd react badly to the use of his super senses. That was kind of great, in Foggy's opinion. It meant there was mutual trust between them, the kind of lasting trust that had taken many months and a lot of hard work to build. I'm sorry, Matt said apologetically, but Foggy just rolled his eyes. No, you're not, he said immediately. And that isn't cheating? Matt murmured, his expression one of polite incredulity. I don't listen to your heartbeat. I just know you, Foggy declared, as Matt gave a soft chuckle. Touché, he replied, leaning over him and pressing an apologetic kiss to Foggy's forehead. He closed his eyes and smiled, almost too happy for words. Matt had been different since summer break, softer, sweeter, and somehow more intense than ever. Being the subject of such focused attention was disconcerting at times, if only because he was waiting for something to go wrong, for Stick to show up or for something to happen to Sweeney that would mess with Matt's head. It couldn't be this easy to be happy together, could it? Do you want to know three of my favorite things that I love about us? Matt asked, making Foggy feel guilty for doubting the durability of their happiness. Yes, please, he replied, snuggling closer. He rested his head against Matt's chest, listening to the steady beat of his heart, savoring in the warmth of his skin against his cheek. Matt wrapped his arms around him, letting Foggy be held as if he knew how much he needed reassurance that Matt wasn't going to be snatched away from him. I love our talks, Matt declared, and Foggy snorted. You do not, he replied, smiling to himself. I do, Matt insisted, in a warm tone that made Foggy blush. Everyone else walks on eggshells around me in case they upset the blind guy. You don't. We can talk about anything, and I love that. What else do you love? Foggy murmured, raising his head slightly, just enough to see Matt's face. His expression was serious, Matt wasn't teasing him this time, and Foggy didn't know how to feel about that. Matt wouldn't say, "I love you," but he would tell him the reasons why he did. It was precisely this sweet, tender side to him that Foggy wanted so desperately to preserve and keep safe from people like Stick, who were so hardened and cold that they'd mistake love and sentiment for weakness. "You respect me," Matt said softly. "I do," Foggy declared, looking at him very seriously as he spoke. "What's the third thing?" "Common ground," Matt answered easily. "I love that you're just as worried as me about that paper we turned in last night. Instead of talking about it, you're letting me have this." "This?" Foggy repeated incredulously. Matt just laughed softly and then kissed him, effectively silencing Foggy's anxious mind for the time being. Maybe Matt could hear that too. Maybe he could smell it on him. No, that was a stretch, Foggy decided, smiling and leaning into that softest of kisses as he vowed never to ask Matt if he could read his mind. "I love this. You. In my bed," Matt mumbled between kisses. "Our bed," Foggy corrected him automatically. "Our bed," Matt agreed with an indulgent smile. "I love you just like this, all sleepy and cuddly and just about perfect." "Perfect?" Foggy repeated with a smirk, wondering if Matt realized he'd just said "I love you," which was exactly what he'd wanted to hear. "Damn close. For me, anyway," Matt declared shamelessly. Foggy just smiled and closed his eyes, resting his head against Matt's chest with a sigh, content to be held, even if Matt was a little off target. That paper wasn't what he was worried about. He frowned and chewed at his bottom lip, his expression turning pensive. Things had been going well lately. It was hard not to feel like he was being lulled into a sense of false security by some as-yet unknown threat. "So, do I get three things you love about me?" Matt asked with a grin. "Nope," Foggy flatly refused. "Why not?" Matt said disappointedly, giving him a gentle nudge. Foggy bit back a grin, thoroughly enjoying Matt's slight pout. He was serious more often than not, and he liked him like this, he decided. He liked it when Matt told him he loved him and then sulked when he didn't say it back. It was funny and adorable. "If I tell you all the reasons I love you now, then I won't have anything to say when I give you your birthday present," Foggy pointed out. "It'll just be from Foggy with love." "I like it already," Matt declared, pressing a soft kiss to his cheek. "You don't even know what I got you," Foggy protested. But then Matt laughed and flushed guiltily. You do know what I got you. That's it. I'm returning it tomorrow." Don't return it," Matt pleaded, as Foggy gave an annoyed huff and sat up. Matt wrapped his arms around him before he could get off the bed and dress and start thinking of another birthday present for his boyfriend, now that the surprise was ruined. He tossed a glare over his shoulder as Matt hugged him and pulled him back down onto the bed. "You know what it is, Matt," he said with a disappointed sigh. "I'll pretend I don't," Matt quickly promised. "Please, Foggy?" "You like it?" Foggy asked, struggling not to smile. "I do. I've wanted one for years," Matt exclaimed emphatically, and Foggy gave in. He let Matt hold him, resigned to the fact that it was going to be really hard to surprise him with senses like his. He was going to have to put future presents on hold and not pick them up until the day of whatever special occasion they were intended for, he realized, deciding it was easier to do that than hide a present in a small dorm room like this. "Fine, I won't return it, but you'd better develop convenient amnesia by next month," Foggy grumbled, as Matt gave a soft laugh that told him exactly how sorry he was. "Not very." "I will. I assume I'll have time to recover for exams a couple of months after," Matt said teasingly. "I'd say so," Foggy agreed, a reluctant smile curving his lips. You'll help me study if I don't recover in time, won't you? Matt added, almost making Foggy laugh. Yes, he replied, rolling his eyes. He let Matt pull a soft crocheted blanket over the top of him, amused by the penitent look his boyfriend wore. Foggy shook his head and smiled, his annoyance with Matt fading. He was just going to have to get him an extra present, he decided, not to reward Matt for snooping, but so that he could see the look on his face when he managed to actually surprise him. He doubted Matt had been given a lot of presents in his life, and he liked being the one who got to spoil him. So, seriously, how did you know I wanted a Bahrain drum? Or that I even played one as a kid? Matt asked curiously. Mom, Foggy answered with a grin. Of course, Matt muttered with a soft sigh. My grandmother gave me one once, but I lost it when I was moved to St. Agnes. Foggy just hummed in reply, but Matt didn't elaborate or provide any additional details about the orphanage or his grandmother. Not that he'd expected he would. Some things just weren't easy for Matt to talk about. His lonely and traumatic childhood was one of them. But he gave him little pieces sometimes, just glimpses into his pain and loneliness that Foggy held closely and guarded fiercely. I know it's early, but happy birthday, Foggy murmured, snuggling deeper into Matt's arms. I love you, Foggy. I mean that, Matt replied, whispering the words against his cheek. I know, was all Foggy could find to say, but he thought about that sweet declaration for hours afterwards, long after Matt had drifted to sleep. The fact was, he wanted to do this for him because he loved him. He wanted to find all the little pieces of himself that Matt had dropped, or that had been torn away from him along the way, like Bahrain drums and memories of his late grandmother, who had been the real Catholic in the family, according to Anna Nelson, who had relayed Matt's words to him during a late-night phone call last week. He wanted to find all those missing pieces and give them back to Matt someday, making him feel more loved and supported than he ever had before in the process. That was how he was going to show Matt Murdock that he really loved him, not by telling him, but by understanding him and loving all the little pieces that nobody else got to know. End chapter 37.